This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Leticia, L-E-T-I-C-I-A, last name Pena, P-E-N-A, date of birth, November 30, 1977, Nupeka patient seen for Anna, A-N-A, Salgado, S-A-L-G-A-D-O, Salgado, S-A-L-G-A-D-O, F-N-P-C, and Solution Medical Clinic, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Leticia was seen on March 24th. She is 49-year-old female who does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms? She says she does not have any symptoms. History of present illness. The patient was seen by you recently, and she was found to have neutropenia. That is the reason for the referral. Her WBC count was 3.2. Hemoglobin was 12.1. Platelets were 218. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of reflux, gastrointestinal reflux disease, and she has been on omeprazole 20. She also is on lovastatin 10 mg for hyperlipidemia. She had GI workup about a year ago, both upper GI and colonoscopy. According to her, it was non-diagnostic. She did not have any surgery. Menstrual history, LMP was 3 weeks ago. She has 4 children, age 9, 14, 25 and 27. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 126, blood pressure 117 over 71, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels obstructive, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her CBC on August 15th, 2025, showed WBC of 4.2, hemoglobin 11.7, and her platelets were 223. However, last CBC showed WBC count of 3.2, which was in October. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, mild neutropenia, cause unclear. It could have been a viral infection at the time of blood draw. Another CBC, which was on February 18, showed WBC count of 3.3. So I think that she may have cyclical neutropenia, which sometimes shows low WBC count and then becomes normal. At this point, I do not suspect any lympho or myeloproliferative disorder, so no further workup might be necessary. A close follow-up might suffice. I would advise her to have a CBC in a month and forward me a copy, and we will go from there. If CBC continues to be abnormal, at that point I will consider doing a bone marrow test to make sure she does not have any underlying myeloproliferative disorder. Thank you for your referral. Again, this is a consultation on Leticia Pena, P-E-N-A. Thank you.